The Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is another beautiful day God has given us.
Amen.
The Lord is in this holy temple. All earth keeps out before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So good to be in his presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Separate, but yet together. In each of our own settings, but we are communicating with one another and see one another, for some of us, as we go into another worship experience, because God has kept us another week.
Yes. Thank you, God.
So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that thou come into this service.
Yes,
take charge of it by your spirit. Lead us and guide us through this service, and let your presence be foreknown in our bodies and in our minds and in our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we've been dealing with being closed up, and we're still partially closed up by the state and nation. And some of us are just closed up spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And we stay that way
The
whole year.
Jesus.
Okay. We pretend we got it handled. It's all light. Sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
But any little thing come along, it comes out.
Amen.
And you start that process all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. But we got to realize that we got to, once we come out of it, we're supposed to be out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus said, whom the Son made free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once you are delivered, don't go back in.
Lord.
We get delivered and go right back in the house.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
All right. So we're still dealing with that today. The Lord won't let me leave it. Some people, you know how our faith goes. Mm-hmm. It's able sometimes. And we got to hold on to our faith.
Amen.
Don't doubt at all.
Amen.
Okay? Because when you doubt, you're doubting that God is able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But God can do all things.
Yes, he can.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me get this person in. All right? God can do all things.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Amen.
That there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to read the scripture again from Matthew 28, the second verse. Matthew 28, second verse.
Uh-huh.
And to remind you the book, because we tend to forget. We're easy to forget the good things, but we hold on to those bad things.
Amen.
And we need to flip that coin.
Mm-hmm.
Hold to the good and let the bad go.
Amen.
Okay. Matthew 28, verse 2 says, and behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And we're still dealing with this. The grave is open. Come out.
Amen.
The grave is open. Come out. Okay, know, we'll be put in the grave. We can't do nothing.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Okay. No life, no hope, no nothing.
That's the truth.
All right? Yeah. But we realize that there's nothing impossible to God.
That's right.
And God dealt with Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Those bones were dry and very dry.
Uh-huh.
But yet God was able to speak to the bones by way of his prophet.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
And so we're speaking to the dry things that's in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Those dry things that are holding us back.
Yes.
And keeping us in a mold of despair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we dealing with those things in our lives. But you got to realize that we've been delivered.
Amen.
That was the old man.
Uh-huh.
We are a new people.
Mm-hmm.
And but we keep on going back to the old person.
Yeah, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The word said the former things had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when it passed away, you buried them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Paul told us to crucify this flesh.
Uh huh.
That means it's going to be dead.
Yes.
All right. And not taking over our bodies.
Amen.
We've got to deny that.
Mm-hmm.
24/7, every day to the week,
mm-hmm.
365 days in the year.
Mm-hmm.
We got it's a continuous process. Okay, so that stone that was there to hold you in the grave, Jesus removed it.
Amen.
Okay, so you don't have to move the stone.
Man.
He's already removed it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, what we got is the grave clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Jesus has moved the stone one step, and then he turns around and do a second step. He called us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He called us to wake up out of our sleep.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To wake up out of the pain that's holding us down,
mm-hmm.
and see your deliverance. See your victory. See your peace. See your joy.
Amen.
See your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
See your help. See your deliverance.
Amen.
I've been redeemed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've been delivered.
Amen.
Okay, we need to keep that in mind. I'm no longer bound.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing
else
can hold me down. All right, because my grave stone has been moved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, we are letting the grave clothes hold us in the grave. And the reason they're holding us in the grave because in their gray clothes, not as we do in today's world,
uh-huh.
but back then, the gray clothes was, you were wrapped up. Okay?
Yeah.
The words that loud were bound hand and foot.
Yes, he was.
Okay? That means that he couldn't move them.
Mm-mm.
They were bound, right?
Amen.
Amen.
He can't move his foot. He can't move his hand. So, and but Jesus told him, "Come out, Lazarus, come forth."
Yeah.
He's telling each of you to come out.
Uh-huh.
Of the thing that's saying, "I can't do it right now."
My Lord,
it takes me a longer process than you.
Amen.
No, it don't take you no longer than it does me. It's just your gray clothes you got on that over your mind, over your ideas, and over your hope that's
mm-hmm.
keeping you out of keeping you in the grave, yes, and out of the victory and joy and peace that you're supposed to have.
Amen.
James said, count it all as joy.
Yes.
Now, what's holding up from counting as joy?
Amen.
Stop saying I can't help it.
Tell it, Pastor.
I said, oh, you don't understand. I just can't help it. You can help it if you want to help it.
Amen.
You got the first want to help it.
Amen.
The grave is open, and Jesus said, come out of your grave.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Lord, I can't get up. I'm bound with my hand and foot.
Yes.
My Lord, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever been there?
Amen.
Okay. I heard somebody else been there. I can't do this, Lord.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But you can do this.
Amen.
If you can't do it, then you stop saying Philippians 4:13 and I can do all things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. All right, because every time you say it, you lying.
Amen.
Even though you're quoting the scripture.
That's true.
Because you're saying I can do it, and then you turn around and say I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, what is it can you do? Can or can't?
Amen.
Amen.
If your grave clothes that's holding you down. But Lazarus proved that you can move,
mm-hmm,
even while your grave clothes got you bound.
Amen.
Because Jesus already opened up the way for you to come out. He opened up the way for you to get up.
Uh-huh.
He opened up the way. He gave you the strength. He gave you,
yes,
everything you need,
oh, yes,
to come forth.
Amen. Amen.
Because if he had not given you it, he would not have called you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's right. Great,
you, Pastor.
He doesn't call you to do a thing that you can't do.
Amen.
When he calls you, he's already equipped you to do it.
Thank you, Lord.
When it comes to your door, he's already equipped you to take it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. So you got to keep that in mind.
Amen.
All right. That's something that we forget.
Okay? Amen.
We forget that we are delivered.
Uh-huh.
Because all we can do is focus on the bad thing that just happened. Stop counting it as sorrow and count it as joy.
Amen.
Remember Romans 8:28?
Yeah, the Pastor.
And you know.
Amen.
All things.
Okay, it ain't something you don't know. You know.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray the Pastor.
That everything is working.
Yes,
toward your good.
Amen.
Now, if it's going to be for my good, why am I sad about it?
Tell Pastor. Amen. Preach it.
It's like somebody that he giving you $1 billion and you mad and sad because he giving you money. And probably lose every day, but I need this money. I need this money. And when he gives it, you get mad with it.
Amen.
You have to do something to get that money.
Amen.
Okay. Your grave clothes is holding you down. Pull them off.
Amen.
The proper old ragged anyway.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So get on up and come out of that grave.
Amen.
Yes.
Once you come out of the grave, then God is going to open up everything for you.
Amen.
All right. Now, on the spiritual side again, Luke tells us, woe to you when all men shall speak well of you.
Mm-hmm.
For so did they their fathers to the prophets. Okay. Stop looking for everybody to say things good about you.
Amen.
That's another grave clothes you got on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get them off.
Amen.
And when somebody says something bad about you, you get all upset and ball all the pieces.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's right.
Pull that way clothes off.
Amen.
Well, no.
Okay. Stop letting that hold you down.
Reach it.
So he said, well, I'm doing everybody to speak well of you. Something wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They supposed to speak bad about you. They did it to the prophets.
Yes.
They did it to Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're going to speak bad about Jesus. How you think you're going to get by?
Amen.
So, yes.
He's perfect.
Yes.
Never done nothing wrong.
Amen.
And then you looking to go through life with everything being boasted.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That is roses without thorns. But I want you to know today, roses come with thorns.
Amen.
Nobody might have cut them off, but they had thorns on them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, he said, but I say it to you, but here,
mm-hmm.
Love your enemies. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it again.
Love your enemies.
Amen.
Pay me if I pass base one.
Amen.
We don't love our enemies. We say we do.
Tell it, Pastor.
But we shun them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sure sign that you don't love them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be bothered with them. Get them grave clothes off.
Amen.
So you can do what the words say.
Amen.
And be an example of the Lord. Okay. You may need to get them grave clothes off. And on the way to get them off, you got to come out of your grave.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're in your grave, the grave clothes are going to stay on.
Amen.
But once you come out of the grave, Jesus said, loose them.
Mm-hmm. Loose them.
See, after he does two steps, then you do one.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does another one for you. Loose.
Amen.
You. Loose your hold on this, my people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he said to them that here, your enemy, mm-hmm. love them.
Do
good to them which hate you. We don't even want to look at them.
Tell it, Pastor.
How can we do good to them?
Well, it's so.
But he say, do good to them that hate you.
Amen.
All right. That's how you're going to get your joy up. And the joy of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So do good to them that hate you. Stop doing an eye for an eye.
Amen.
And a tooth for a tooth and say you saved.
Amen.
You saved it, but your actions saying otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And the word said that you are known by your fruit.
Amen. Yes.
Your fruit is showing that you hate the person.
Amen. Yes.
You're not going to do good to them.
Amen.
You're to bless them. Do you bless your enemy? Do you
help
bless
us,
your, the one you hate?
Help us,
that hate
us.
You,
oh,
right?
No. Mm-hmm.
He said, bless them that curse you.
Yes. Amen.
Don't have no pity party. Bless them.
Amen.
Treat them good.
That's right.
Grave clothes, grave clothes, grave clothes. Got to come off.
Amen. Amen. Preach
you can't pastor. Do what God wants you to do in them grave clothes.
Amen.
Okay. You're not free to do what he wants you to do. You're wrapped up, bound up, and they're going to hold you there on the board.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you.
Lord.
That ain't going to be used.
Don't pray no prayer. The Lord take them out of the world.
My Lord.
Okay. You going to pray for them kids to grow.
Amen.
Pray for them to be blessed too. Blessed and highly favored.
Okay.
And then it said, and unto them that mark thee on one cheek, offer to him the other one. Okay. And to him that take away thy cloak, but be not to take thy coat also. Okay. So now, so there's a lot of ones, a lot of a place where a lot of us got to deal with. We're hard. Nobody's going to turn the key, and it doesn't get on the other side. And it's not really necessarily talking about physically slapping you. We're talking about things that you do. Okay. When they hurt you, you don't give them another chance to hurt the other part. You cut them off right then at the knee. Okay. That's what he's talking about. The way you respond to things. When somebody says something bad about you, you give, go get them straight, not give them a piece of your mind before they get to say something else. No, that's not how you handle it. You bless them.
That's right.
Amen.
You pray for them.
Oh, yes.
You keep on loving them.
Amen.
The grave clothes got you acting like the devil.
Yeah.
And you claiming salvation.
Yes. Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay. You got to learn how to forgive. Okay. That's that turning of the cheek. When they do something, you forgive them without them even asking you. You forgive.
My Lord.
Turning of the cheek.
Man.
All right, forgive them. Give them a chance to hurt the other part. But it shouldn't hurt you. Why shouldn't it hurt you? Because you are crucified. Your flesh is crucified. It's already dead. Ooh, we're running out of time already. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. And it said unto you, them that smite them one cheek, turn the other. And he that take away that coat, to give them the other coat. Give to every man to ask of thee.
Amen. Amen.
And of him that take away thy good, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Okay. You got to learn to do that. Okay. Do like you, whatever you do to somebody, make sure you want that to happen to you as well. However you act towards somebody, make sure that's the way you want to be treated yourself.
Amen.
Okay. Because you got to reap
what you sow.
What you sow.
Amen.
Okay, so if you walk around mad with somebody, somebody else will walk around mad with you.
That's right.
You got to reap it. Okay. If you sow good seed, good things you're going to get. Sow bad seed, bad things are going to get. So if something bad always happening to you, you need to check yourself out.
Yeah.
And see what I've been doing to cause this to happen to me.
Amen.
Now, sometimes you may not have done anything. God just put you through a test.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that he can brag on you like he did Job.
Uh-huh.
And get the glory out of your life.
Yes.
All right. So we're Amen. Just going through the test.
Mm-hmm.
Do God a good thing, deed. Okay. He said it. And as ye would that men, okay, we've done that one. For if ye love them
mm-hmm.
which love you, what thanks have ye?
Mm.
For sinners also love those that love them. Mm-hmm. In other words, what if I say, how can I tell you from the world?
Amen.
You doing just like the world.
That's,
you acting just like the world. You say things like the world. You do things like the world. You respond to people like the world. How do I know you a saint or a sinner?
Amen.
You got to be able to do something different that the world don't do. Loving them that love you. That's easy. But can you love the one that hate you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you love the one that despitefully use you?
Amen.
Can you love the one that abuses you mentally, physically, or whatever?
Amen.
Can you love everybody like you say you do?
Amen. Tell it.
Now you said it.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it said, sinners do that. You ain't doing a thing to let me know you from the world. And if you do good to them that do good to you, what thanks have ye?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, sinners also do that same thing. And if you lend to them that who you hope to get back from,
tell it, Pastor. Amen. Lord,
what
thanks have
you? Sinners do that too. They lend so they're getting a profit back.
Amen.
You lend, you get well, you get your profit back.
Yes.
Okay. In other words, what God is trying to get us to see. We got to go beyond
Amen.
The ordinary and do the extraordinary. We got to do those things that people don't naturally do. Okay? You got to show the world that you have the love of God in you. And then when there's love, there ain't no hate.
Amen.
And you're supposed to have love because you say you got Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And Jesus is love.
Yeah.
So the grave is open.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out. Okay. You got to come out. Stop asking the Lord to bring me out.
Mm-hmm.
You laying there on the slab all this while waiting for the Lord to come move you out. This like mm-hmm. you saying, I need me a job. Pray and ask the Lord for to give you a job. And then you do that, all you do is sit home every day and don't go looking for the job.
Mm-hmm.
But I read in the word and said, ask.
Amen.
And it shall be given.
Yes, Lord.
See. And you're going to find. So you ask, but you didn't go seeking.
Amen.
You want the job to come find you.
Come on now.
The job ain't gonna come find you.
Amen.
You got to go find a job. Ask and go see. When you get there, knock. Let the man know that you are serious about this thing. Let them know, man, I need me a job. And I'm you can depend on me. I'm persistent.
Yes.
Be like that woman. But unjust judge. Every day you get knocking. Go about that job every day. Say, I'm coming for my job. Okay. Get out that way, out of that grave.
Amen.
And then the grave clothes will come off. And you'll be free to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. All right. So let us sing. This is the day. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
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 Anybody glad to be here?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, praise the Lord.
Anybody got a testimony?
God, thank you.
In this day and time.
Thank God for another day and blessing us to be in today.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for being here. Thank God for covering us thus far through this virus.
Amen.
He's going to bring us through even the more.
Amen.
We look and depend and trust in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Pastor, I just thank God because I'm expecting God to do even more. I'm looking for the blessings to come out